As beautiful as Grand Central is today, it did not always appear so. Grand Central began to see a decline in the post-World War II era. In 1947, 65 million people traveled through the station. But in the years following, that number sharply dropped as air travel and cross-country road trips rose in popularity. The railroads in New York were in dire financial straits, which led to the eventual demolition of Pennsylvania Station just across town. It was proposed that Grand Central would have a tower built over it, which would have destroyed both the original facade and the main waiting room. Many people strongly objected to the destruction of the building, including Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. At her urging, the building was granted landmark status in 1967, just in time to save it. But the years of hard financial times had taken their toll on the building. It was grimy and poorly cared for. This beautiful ceiling could not be seen at all. It was completely obscured by layers of dark grime. The Metropolitan Transit Authority signed a 280-year lease on the building in 1994 and began a full restoration. The project cost over $400 million. One of the most striking transformations was this ceiling. Workers washed away the years of buildup, mostly nicotine tar, from people smoking in the terminal. In this one little patch, you can see what it was like before, making it easy for people to appreciate the effect and transformation of the cleaning. Now go through the exit doors and take a left. On your left, you will see a set of doors that say 15 Vanderbilt Avenue. Go inside, and on your right, you will see the Campbell Apartment.